Well, you know, the connection with them, you know, really, you know, part of it can date back to, you know, 2006 when Milton Friedman, an economist from Chicago, you know, told the ALEC conference that the ideal way to, you know, reform the public education system would to abolish the public school system. So that, you know, looking back to 2006, that's kind of where, you know, some of this ALEC legislation started.
And when we talk about legislation sponsored by ALEC that really impacts public education, can you give us some concrete examples of what is actually happening in different states?
Yeah. So as a result, from 1990 to 2015, lawmakers in more than 40 states in the District of Columbia have enacted a large array of charter and choice laws. In Colorado, in particular, ALEC legislation that's been sponsored and passed have been the Innovation Schools and Districts Act, the Early Intervention Program Act, the Public School Financial Transparency Act, Great Teachers and Great Leaders. So those are examples of legislation that has been incubated by ALEC that has passed here in Colorado.
Now, the titles of those pieces of legislation sound positive. It's, you know, transparency and accountability. What are your concerns about what exactly is in those pieces of legislation?
You know, the real concern about what's in those pieces of legislation is they're really coming from the perspective of, you know, systemic reform, not necessarily being about improving teaching and learning and the educational experience within our public education system, but actually abolishing the public education system and allowing private entities and corporations to come in and run our schools.
Vouchers have been very controversial. The Supreme Court has recently weighed in on it with big implications for the voucher system and choice. And in terms of a voucher system, the criticism has been that it siphons money away from public education because the money will follow the child. And that money can then be, if the parents choose so, can be used, say, in a private school or a religious school. And so we're seeing that play out here in Douglas County and the Supreme Court now weighing in on that. What are voucher systems doing to public education and what's been ALEC's role in that?
Mm-hmm. So one of the way ALEC promotes its model education policies, such as a parental choice scholarship voucher program in Douglas County, is through an annual education conference called the School Choice Academy. And this ALEC conference trains legislators and other interested persons in how to plan, package, and sell an array of school choice options. And it includes sessions on every aspect of, you know, adopting, selling, and defending the choice program. These sponsors of school choice academies have been major donors to school board candidates in Douglas County, which has created and supported this ALEC-based choice scholarship program. Essentially, this voucher program is structured to use scholarships to give parents their choice of schools. You know, they claim compliance with compelled support clauses in the Blaine Amendment, which prohibit taxpayer dollars from being used for religious education. But as you mentioned, it's been argued and appealed to the Supreme Court.
So for people who are just learning about ALEC now, I know this coming Saturday that you're going to be holding a teach-in and there are plenty of opportunities next week and we'll have more on the Wednesday Resist DeVos action that's happening on Wednesday. But this is happening in states all around the country, it seems like. ALEC is operating in the shadows of state houses, really pretty much in every state. And so is public education one of their primary areas or is it just part of their whole portfolio of rolling back regulation and moving towards free market?
You know, it's obviously, if you look at their website, it's part of their portfolio of reforms that's trying to limit the imprint of government and the public sector. You know, it really gets at the question of, however, public education, you know, it is a public good. It's supposed to be for the good of the public. This ideal of what is the premise of our education system? Is it to preserve and enhance a democratic representative government? Is it the belief that it's the government's responsibility to expand the commonwealth, whether to ensure private advantage? You know, it really seems like ALEC and the legislation that they're proposing and passing in many state houses is the opposite of that. It's really, it's about profit. It's about corporations running schools about appointed boards, not democratically elected school boards.
Well, Ilana Spiegel, thank you very much for taking time to talk to us. We'll put a link to the alecindenver.com website at our website and let people know about the events. And we'll have more coverage as we get closer to Wednesday of the Resist Davos in Denver action happening on Wednesday, starting at the Capitol and then heading down to the hotel in downtown Denver where the ALEC national meeting has been held. Ilana, thank you.
Thank you.